Meanwhile, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said today Iran will not retreat one iota over its disputed nuclear program. We spoke with Mark Fitzpatrick, a senior fellow for non-proliferation at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program probably will remain at an impasse for the rest of the year until a new U.S. President comes to the White House. If Senator Obama is the new president, there probably will be a new mood prevailing between Iran and the United States, and there may be further opportunities. But he will be firm, I'm sure, in demanding that Iran stop this path to acquiring a nuclear weapons capability. And he will be equally firm in seeking sanctions if Iran refuses to do that. Senator McCain will be likewise firm. And I think he will also be willing to find some ways to try to engage, as indeed the Bush administration has been trying to do. The wild card in the equation is whether military action may be taken by Israel before a new U.S. president takes office and has a chance to revisit the issues. And a military strike by Israel or by the United States, should it come to that, would drastically alter the situation. It could set back the Iranian program for a period of time, but I fear that it would only result in Iran pulling together all the resources at its disposal and with the full support of its population, going wholeheartedly for nuclear weapons in a way that today they have not yet done.